You're listening to the CyberWire Network, powered by N2K.
And now a word from our sponsor, Sixth Sense. Sixth Sense provides award-winning cloud-based automated endpoint and vulnerability management solutions to streamline IT and security operations. With its advanced platform, businesses gain complete visibility and control over their infrastructure, reducing IT and security risks and optimizing operational efficiency. With Sixth Sense, you'll get real-time alerts, risk-based vulnerability prioritization and remediations, and an intuitive automation and orchestration engine so you can focus on your core business goals, confident in the knowledge that your enterprise is secure, compliant, and running smoothly. Visit sixthsense.com to learn why enterprises choose them.
It is pretexting. As in subterfuge, in order to conceal a true purpose. Definition: a social engineering technique in which a threat actor poses as a trusted person or entity in order to trick the victim into disclosing information or performing an action that benefits the attacker. Example sentence: the scammer posed as a charity worker as a pretext to trick the victim into sending money. Origin and context: pretexting is used in a wide variety of social engineering attacks, including online spear phishing attacks, in-person scams, and physical breaches of company property. According to CrowdStrike, the attacker will present a false scenario or pretext to gain the victim's trust and may pretend to be an experienced investor, HR representative, IT specialist, or other seemingly legitimate source. This attack is not limited to online. It can take place through other forms of communication, including in person. CSO Online describes an attack in which a threat actor stole nearly $40 million from Ubiquity Networks by impersonating the company's executives. Quote, the pretexter sent messages to Ubiquity employees pretending to be corporate executives and requested millions of dollars be sent to various bank accounts. One of the techniques used was lookalike URLs. The scammers had registered a URL that was only one letter different from Ubiquity's and sent their emails from that domain, end quote. The Verge reports that in 2020, a 17-year-old from Florida used pretexting to hijack 130 high-profile Twitter accounts by posing as an IT department worker and tricking a Twitter employee into granting him access to internal company tools. The perpetrator used this access to compromise official Twitter accounts belonging to Bill Gates, Elon Musk, Kanye West, Kim Kardashian, Joe Biden, Barack Obama, Cash App, Apple, and many more. Nerd reference. In the 2003 movie The Italian Job, starring Edward Norton, Charlize Theron, Mark Wahlberg, and Jason Statham, among many others, Norton betrays Wahlberg and his professional con man team after they together stole $35 million worth of gold bullion from an Italian gangster safe in Venice and leaves them for dead in Italy. Wahlberg plans a revenge heist against Norton to steal back the gold, but he needs to recon Norton's house to find the safe. Wahlberg's team disconnects the house cable TV wires from the grid and then sends in their newest member of the team, Theron, dressed as the cable TV repair person, complete with a video camera behind her name tag. She walks around the house with Norton looking for the TV problem and then finds the safe in a back closet. And that is in-person pretexting. WordNotes is written by Tim Nodar, executive produced by Peter Kilpie, and edited by John Pedrick and me, Rick Howard. The mix, sound design, and original music have all been crafted by the ridiculously talented Elliot Peltzman. Thanks for listening.
And now, a word from our sponsor, SpyCloud, the leader in operationalizing cybercrime analytics. Traditional threat intelligence is a thing of the past. Cyber criminals are stealing vast amounts of credentials, session cookies, and financial data every day, and it's hard to keep up. SpyCloud is the trusted partner businesses turn to fully understand their darknet exposure risk and neutralize threats before it's too late. SpyCloud alerts your organization as soon as an employee or customer's data appears on the dark net, so you can act faster than bad actors to prevent cyber attacks like ransomware, session hijacking, account takeover, and online fraud. With insights from the industry's largest repository of recaptured data, protect the digital identities and systems most important to your business. Get your free corporate darknet exposure report at spycloud.com/cyberwire and see what information criminals have in their hands today. That's spycloud.com/cyberwire.